Well, we'll see how this goes. Yes. If you didn't grab a communion on your way in, feel free to go grab one, or we'll pass one out before the end. We're going to do communion towards the end this morning. Man, I'm so tempted to just get somebody up on the piano and get Ben to read my notes. Do what you do. It sounds so much better than me standing up here, I believe. I love, Ben, you just need to do some voice makeover, whatever that profession is. I think Leah's sister does that. So good. I just want to take a moment to pray. I just kept, about three times it came to me, just autoimmune disorder. I just want to pray for that. Anybody in here struggle with any of those? I think diabetes is one, and what are some others? Rheumatoid arthritis. I'm illiterate when it comes to that. Anybody in here? I know. I wish Dana and them were here because I want to pray for them. Nobody? All right, good. I do want to pray for. I think I just want to especially lift up Dana and her kids. I know they struggle with that, but I just kept hearing that this morning. So Lord, we just want to take a moment just to pray. God, I just declare anybody online right now at the sound of my voice, God, or we just want to lift up especially Dana and. And I know Sharon struggles with those type of things as well, and Dana's kids. And so, Lord, we just ask in Jesus' name for 100% healing. 100% healing right now. God, we thank you that you're the God that heals. You're the Jehovah Rapha, the God, Lord God, that heals. And so, Lord, we just want to lift that up to you. We lift each of those up to you that struggle with any autoimmune, Lord, where their immune system isn't properly working. We just pray it would come back into creative purpose and life. And so, Lord, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. I can't remember if Tulio said it, but man, we got some really, I mean, it's kind of cool. The last couple of weeks, Mark and Margie are back for the first time in a year. Chad and Desiree, I think. I don't think they've been here I've seen you guys, so I've seen y'all a lot more. But Janelle, that's right. Janelle's been back for the first time in a while. Trying to see if anybody else. Sorry, I don't do a good job of that either. But Quesenberries, that's right. Well, they came for a little bit, and then they kind of went back out when little man was born. So, Lord, we just thank you, God, that we're able to start seeing you guys, and we're just praying for all those that want to come back and haven't been able to. We'll just continue to pray for each of you all as well. So hope you can hear me online. It's always funny. Now I'm looking at this little Apple phone, and it's looking at me. All right. That's right. Y'all are going to have to be a little bit quieter today. I want to just take a minute. It was kind of cool. I don't think the Wheelers are here too, but man, Cade Wheeler got the Player of the Week, and he got two assists and a goal for soccer at Hampton, Sydney. Hampton, Sydney. And also just thinking about Raina Worley. We didn't say anything about her, but I don't think the Worleys are here either. So nobody's here that I'm pointing out today, are they? Oh, there they are. So Raina has gotten five, not six yet, right? Just five? Five all-arounds at Kentucky for the Kentucky Wildcats. So that's been an awesome feat as well. 12. She's number 12th in the nation. So, and so, well, we announced last week Zoe Belshan, and they won state last week, and also Anna Leah came in fifth last week. So man, we just got some really talented kiddos in our midst, and that have raised up, and now they're out doing crazy college things. Anyway, hope I'm coherent today. Anybody else missing that hour that we just lost this? Unfortunately, somehow the two dogs next door realized that we were going to miss some hours, and they barked all night. And somehow I woke up. I know I woke up at 1:30. And 3:30 for sure, because I looked at my clock. And I went outside, and I have a little buzzer that I buzzed them. So Thankfully, today I got this back from the. This is going to be awesome. If you ever have a dog that barks next door, you can just get one of these eggs and set it outside. And when the dog barks, it gives them a little shrill. So I'm not a. I do have to get my sleep, right? So that was crazy. So I lost not only the hour of sleep, I also lost some other hours of sleep. So hope I make sense more this morning. We've been stepping into mission as a body. So if you're new with us this morning, I'm just going to kind of review just a second. We kind of just been talking about our why. Mission, you know, a mission for a church is our why. Why does a church exist? Why does Dwelling Place exist? And we've kind of talked about that the last couple of weeks, and I'm going to try out my clicker today. We got a new clicker, so I can actually click my own things forward, so we'll see how that works. My problem is I can't do two things at once very well, so some of you might have to remind me to click, you know, click forward. But I introduced our mission statement a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to read it again. Yes, man, it works. The Dwelling Place exists to be a body of believers led by the Holy Spirit to advance the kingdom of God to the NRV and beyond. Dwelling Place exists to be a body of believers led by the Holy Spirit to advance the kingdom of God to the NRV and beyond. And so we talked about, you know, what the word, a couple of weeks ago, I talked about what the word declared and about why we need a why. You know, why do you need a mission? Why would we need a mission? And we talked about, because if we don't have one, we don't have aim. If you don't have a mission, you don't run in such a way as to win. You know, when we don't have a mission, we tend to not run, so we have no endurance and we just don't run, or we run in the wrong direction. Because if you don't have a why, you know, we talked about in Proverbs, you cast off restraint. You just don't, we don't have a vision of where we're going, a mission of where we're going. And so, and we really believe in this season is really go back and capture our why. You know, we talked about Dwelling Place's name, as in John 14 declares, "In my Father's house there are many dwelling places." That was kind of one of the original scriptures that Rick and Bill heard when they original had that, got that name back in the day before the three churches got together, and we kept that name, and we want to stay there. You know, I want to stay there. I want to be a church, not that just comes together. I love a good service, and I love good worship, and I love good preaching and teaching and these things, but man, I don't want to miss the real foundational reason that we're here, and that's to experience Him, with one another, experience Him in worship, experience Him in the Word. We get to experience Him, walk with Him, and so this would be a place where He dwells, a dwelling place. That's a place where life, healing, salvation, freedom, truth, peace are a constant, and a place where we get to experience Him. And so Leanne last week kind of just dove into, started us off into diving into a piece of it. And she kind of talked about the last part of it, the kingdom, advancing the kingdom into the NRV and beyond. And so she'll probably off and on be talking about kingdom. That's kind of, she really loves to talk about that. But, and if you miss those, you can always go back on our YouTube channel and grab those and watch them. But it is hard not to start there, because you think about what's Matthew 6:33. Let's see if I did that one. Yeah, I did. All right, bam. right? Seek first what? His kingdom. Seek first His kingdom. I mean, that's a hard one not to start. I mean, that's just a good foundational start, right? Seek first His kingdom. Because you know why? When you seek the kingdom, all these other things will be added unto you. You know, so many times we try to add things into our lives when we realize, man, it's almost backwards. And that's the hard part about of our American way. Our American way is that we add things to us instead of sitting and waiting and watching God, seeking first His kingdom, and then He adds what we need. He adds the things that are in our lives. And so that was a good place to start. And I'm really thankful that we have just such rich sharers in our body, and we're going to all be kind of hanging around these next few probably weeks, months. We'll just be hanging around this mission statement, really just getting it into our spirit, what it is to be a body of believers, what it is to be led by the Holy Spirit, what it is to be advancing the kingdom, seeing the kingdom advance in us and in this New River Valley and beyond. And so, anyway, so I'm going to go back to the first part of the mission, and this is really a passion of my heart, is the body. I mean, I love the body of Christ, and I really want to really bring out this morning, if I have time. I don't think I have time to get through all of it. We'll see. But I really want you to get a passion of why the body of Christ. Why did we choose? What's that piece of the mission? Why would we need that piece in our mission? You know, and so I have passion for every part of that mission. And you know why? Remember last time I shared, it's the IWJD, right? Anybody remember what that one was? IWJD? It's what Jesus did, right? You know, we really, you know, as we've talked about this mission, it's like, it's what Jesus did. And if I'm going to do anything, I want to do what Jesus did, right? If I'm going to walk in the things of the kingdom, I want to do the things that Jesus did. And so I want to really focus on this first part, really the body. Body of believers, but I'm going to focus really on the body this week. And maybe if I have time next week, we'll do believers. But remember 2 weeks ago, you know, we talked about, you know, really out of the mission in Matthew 4, I kind of stuck around Matthew 4. And really the first thing that Jesus did in his mission was he gathered a bunch of disciples around him. And, you know, and so I started thinking about, why did he do that? You remember I kind of shared that the other time. Well, why would Jesus gather a bunch of people? The God of the universe, you know, Godhead of the Trinity comes to earth. And all of a sudden, to me, I'm like, he could have done all this by himself, right? I mean, he's the God of the universe. He could have just done things as he declared. He could have gotten a big old crowd around him and just spoke. But he started with this small group of men and women and started walking in this place of relationship with people, with men and women in his life. And so he really kind of just submitted himself to people. Like he submitted himself, we talked about that. He submitted himself to the Holy Spirit. He submitted himself to people, walking with people, walking with men and women that probably were going to mess up, which they did. You know, they probably were going to forsake him, which they did. You know, all those things that but he still chose to walk with them. Well, why? Why did he do that? And it was because he really wanted to establish a foundation of body. Really establish a foundation of the body of Christ. What the very importance of the body of Christ. And so that's what I really want to start there this morning. Really just try to connect us into that place. Connect us into this piece of our mission, the body, and really hopefully get you not just a bunch of good scriptures to, you know, encourage you. I really want you to step into it, step into this place. And it's really interesting. I started studying, and I just realized Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, is so rich in this area of the body. You know, and really I'm going to take a scripture out of every chapter that he speaks into this subject. And so the first one I really want to start with is Ephesians 1. The body is the fullness. And did everybody get a handout? Does anybody not have an handout? I really want you to have one. If not, Tim looks like he's stepping up and grabbing some. So the first one is just, what's the power of walking in the body of Christ? And this is amazing. I love this scripture, Ephesians 1, 19 through 23. And I'm going to start reading. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ. Okay? When he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Far above all rule, far above all authority, far above all power, above all dominion, and every name that is named not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church. Okay, so you know, Paul's just establishing, number one, Jesus is the head, right? This is not my church. It's not your church. It's his, right? This is his church. Like that, we just, some of us, I mean, I don't want my hands to be on it at all. Like, I want him to walk in this place. It's his. It's him. It's his. But the cool part is that here's the as Jesus is set in position far above all rule, all authority, all power, all dominion, every name that is named, you know, he is the head of the church. Now, watch this next statement that he makes. Over to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who is all in all, who fills all in all. Think about that. Let me read that again. He put all things in subjection under Jesus' feet and gave Jesus as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Anybody want fullness in here? Well, got about 20 people that want fullness. What does everybody else want? Guess you don't want to empty it? All right, so if you had a choice, empty or full? Full? Empty. Okay, nobody, I don't think anybody's choosing empty, right? I want fullness. All right, there's really, I mean, scripturally, there's only one, but really two places you get that. It's in him, in Jesus is fullness. We know that. But I really want to press you this morning. Jesus just made a declaration through Paul that said, the fullness is in the church, in the body. Fullness is in the body, right? You know, he just, I mean, it's what he declared right there. Fullness is in. And it's really cool. It's interesting that Greek word fullness is pleronoma, which really means that which is filled. And it's got this it's got this kind of picture of a ship in as much as it is filled with sailors, rowers, soldiers. That's kind of the word picture. It's like full. Every part on a ship matters. Every part working together and in that. And it talks about in the New Testament, the body of believers as that which is filled with the presence, the power, the agency, the riches of God and of Christ. That's that place of fullness. And it's really kind of interesting. In the Greek, it really reads this way. And God gave as head over the church, Jesus over the church, which is his body, the fullness of the all-in-all filler. Like, we are the fullness, and Jesus is the all-in-all filler. You know, that's why over the years, we've spent a lot of time talking about needs, right? You know, if you've been around long enough, you've probably read through the needs. Is through the body of Christ. He's the fulfiller all in all, right? So I just want to encourage us in that because otherwise we start trying to fill our lives with other things, other places. You know, once we start trying to find other people and other places and other things, we should start thinking, I'm just deficient in the all in all filler. I might be deficient in stepping into the body, finding that place of connection and in the body. Because otherwise, I'll find that temporary to fulfill that need of fullness. And C.S. Lewis had a really cool quote. He says, all that we call human history is the long story of man trying to find something other than God which will make him happy. Or what I would have said, I kind of put that in context of what I'm speaking about. It's the long story of man trying to find something other than God to fill him up, right? It's God's the filler in that. But the cool part is that he uses the body. He uses you and I to empower one another, to encourage, and we'll kind of go through some of these other places, but I just encourage us, that's where fullness is found, in him and in his body. You know, that's the fullness. That's the power of God in that. And you really have to ask that question, do I want fullness? You know, just sit there for a second. Do I want fullness? And we talked about last week, Leanne talked about, you know, what's a principle of the kingdom? What was one of the principles of the kingdom? Sowing and reaping, right? So if I want fullness, then I have to sow into the areas that bring fullness. In him and in the body. Those are two places that God has 100% said that you can find fullness. Now, a lot of us have gotten hurt by the church, and that's, unfortunately, the enemy's plan is to try to get us out of the body of Christ. You know, it's not about just coming to a physical building. That's not church per se. This is a gathering of the ecclesia, the church. Yes, it is church. We call it when we gather together. But a lot of us have gotten hurt to where, you know, we haven't been able to step into church. It's the church is what? The people, us. The church is interacting with him and with one another. And so I just believe that the Lord is just really taking us to a place where God's going to heal some of those things and take us back to a place where we can step into the fullness of the body, fullness of the church, fullness of what he says. Because think about Proverbs 18:1. Maybe I did put it in there. Yeah, I did. Think about this. He who separates himself, if I take myself out of the body, what happens? I end up seeking his own desire. He quarrels against all sound wisdom. Like, we were never created to do this life on our own. I just don't believe that we were supposed to be hermits of God. You know, we were not supposed to just hunker down, me and God, we're good. And I don't think you can do it. Not according to Scripture. I don't think just you and God is enough. You know, we can say that. It sounds very Christian-like. I just need God, which you do. Yes, I believe that. But you need the body as well. And the body what? Needs you. You are a piece, important piece, and we're going to kind of look at that as we go on. Second part, think about in Ephesians. We'll go to the second chapter and pick it up in Ephesians 2:19. The body is a God's household and a dwelling place in the Spirit. Think about this, and if you go on into Ephesians 2:19 through 21, so then you are no longer strangers and aliens. Amen? You are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. Whoops. There you go, the rest of that. All right, and think about this part. This is my favorite part. In whom the whole building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit. Man, I don't know the fullness of what that means, a dwelling of God in the Spirit, but I like what it means. I like what I think it means. You know, being able to come back to this place that, you, number one, you're not a stranger, an alien anymore. You're a fellow citizen. Take your place. Yeah, take your place as a fellow citizen. David, I don't know if I'm hitting this or maybe it's just a little bit loud or something. I'm not sure. But you're a part of God's household, right? Just let that sink in a minute. I am part of God's household. I mean, I grew up in a household of two other brothers, one sitting right here. It was kind of a crazy household at times. I don't think we ever really got along till after we got out of the house. But we were all too competitive. It was crazy. But that was, it was our household. I mean, that was family. That's like, household means what? Real family. I mean, that's really my desire for this body and really for the body of Christ at large. That somehow we get to this place of stepping out of just a place to come and go to a service. I can't move that far out, can I? Just getting to this place where it gets back down to family. Like, this is brothers and sisters. You're my brothers and you're my sisters. You're a family. You're a household, right? You're a household of God. And so I just encourage this, you know, some of that, again, I have to get over things in my life that might cause me to step out of that, but there's a place where I am going to keep pushing us, pressing us to keep stepping into that another level of sisterhood, brotherhood, family, you know? And I love that word, fitted together. Really means, I can't even say it in the Greek, sarmonologeo, It means to frame together. It means to really put the parts of the building together, fitly framed together, fitly joined together. And he's really painting a picture. Paul's really painting a picture of this foundation, and really the foundation, you know, he says, you know, the foundations was laid by the apostles and prophets. I really believe that we have really good foundations in our body, and the foundation has strength. But after the foundation is a really important part. Jerry Shepherd would tell us a lot about that, you know, about framing. I mean, if you don't frame well, the rest of the house doesn't stick together. I mean, you can have all the nice drywall you want, you can have all the nice, you know, cosmetic things that you want, but it'll at some point show, right? We found that out. I don't know what really ever happened to the Blacksburg gym, but somehow it didn't have the right framing. You know, and all of a sudden, enough snow laid on that thing, and all of a sudden, the roof collapsed, right? So at some point, the framework in there wasn't solid. You know, but God's saying what he does with the body, he's fitly framing us together. And that's what makes you strong, not being separated by yourself, but stepping into that place, piece of the body. What happens at that moment? We're built into a holy temple of the Lord. You know, you individually, you are a temple of the Holy Spirit. But I believe God wants us to, as a body, you come together as a temple of the Lord, built into a dwelling of God in the Spirit, a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. You know, that's our heart. You know, that we would be in the Spirit, this place that not only people can come and get healing and wholeness, but really we're a dwelling place of God. He's here. He's in the Spirit. He is here and walking with us. I love the Passion Translation of this last two verses. It says, "This entire building is under construction and is continually growing under his supervision until it rises up completed as the holy temple of the Lord himself." This means that God is transforming each one of you into the Holy of Holies, his dwelling place, through the power of the Holy Spirit living in you. It's kind of an interesting way. I don't always say it's all theologically sound, but I'm just saying it sounds really good in this place of, man, he comes and lives in you, walking in you. You are a dwelling place of God. And the cool part is that as we come together, we are fitly formed, I was trying to do it backwards, fitly formed into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. And so that's what I'm praying over us. You know, because you think about, you know, David, you remember that Psalm 132? You know, let me get my clicker because I think I have it. Yeah, "Remember, O Lord, on David's behalf, all his affliction," "how he swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty one of Jacob." This was something that was so important to him. Like he would make a vow to it. I mean, "Surely I will not enter my house nor lie on my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob." That was David's whole heart was like, I want to find a place for him to dwell. And that's our heart in this place. And so that's so powerful. I'm gonna do one more real quick, and then I'm gonna put the other two off till next week. But really, the body is a mouthpiece to the world and the heavens. This is chapter 3 in Ephesians. Talks about the church again, Ephesians 3, 8 through 12. "To me," to Paul, "the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ." I mean, think about that. That's what Paul believed in. Everything that he spoke was the unfathomable riches of Christ. I want you to let that sink in. You have within you the unfathomable, because you know Paul's, the things that Paul wrote, the things that are in the Word, those are some of the unfathomable riches of Christ unveiled already. You have it in you. Keep on going. "And to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery, which for the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things, so that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through what? What is it? Come on. The manifold wisdom of God will be made known through you, us, me, you, we, right? You're a mouthpiece, a man or woman of declaration, child of declaration, right? You know, you have the unfathomable riches of God. You have the manifold wisdom of God. Might now be made known through the church. Not only did he preach to the Gentiles, but look what he says here. He says, to the church, to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. So you're a mouthpiece on earth and in heaven. Like, you are speaking into the heavenlies as you declare the kingdom of God, as you declare life of the Spirit into people and walk with people in this. And so I just want to encourage us, don't underestimate the things that are in you, the word that is in you. And this body is richly blessed with the word of God, like the word of the kingdom has been given to us. And I just encourage, you know, that we would declare his faithfulness, declare his heart, declare that he's king, that he's Lord. And, you know, I was thinking about even in the heavenlies in Revelations 4, you know, there's four living creatures saying all night, like, what? Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and is to come. That's all they've been purposed. That's what they've been doing for 18. We'll end with this one. I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, right? So he's building it upon the rock, and it says, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. I don't even have time to go into that. That's what he just said. The church says the gates of hell will not overpower it. Why do you need to be in the body? Because there's protection in it. There's a facet of protection and life in it. But the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. All right? But listen to this. I will give you the keys of the kingdom, and whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven. There's this facet of our declaring, our speaking, our binding, our loosening. It's imperative. Like, it's so crucial to us in our lives. All right? So I don't have time. I'm going to kind of stop there, because I have next week that I'm going to actually speak as well. And I'll continue those last two, because really the fourth one is kind of one of the major ones I really want to spend some time on. So, but I really want to, I felt like one of the Lord saying, maybe even for the next 2 weeks, is get back to this place of communion and really taking communion together as a body, right? In reference to togetherness, to get in relationship to unity. And so I want you to, who does not have one? Because we have a bunch right here. Raise your hand real quick if you don't have one. If you want to take communion. I always say, never feel obligated to take communion. It is a personal choice. If you know the Lord, we encourage you to take it off and on as often as you remember the Lord. It's kind of what the word says. You know, we spent, if you missed some of those messages on communion, I want to encourage you to go back and capture those. We spent really about 5 or 6 weeks on communion. And I really believe it's important in this season that you don't lose that foundation. Remember, we talked about when you go on mission, you can't lose the foundation, because sometimes mission will just take you to doing and doing, 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 doing. And what God really spoke to me is that, you know, he established two things before this year ended, one before the year ended and one after we started. But we talked about in December the power of beholding him, seeing him. And then the second one was communion. To be in communion with the Lord. And so I want us to take this together. And so I'm going to just go ahead and get the bread out. Sometimes these are a little hard to work with. So I really want to just take those three. Lost my sheet. Just really want to just declare and remind us of these three things. That God, thank you for that the body is where your fullness dwells. Lord, thank you that we are of God's household. Lord, and that you are creating and building and forming us into a dwelling place in the Spirit. And Lord, thank you that, Lord, we as the body of Christ, as the people of God, as the bride, as the household of God, we get to be a mouthpiece to the world and to even into the heavenlies. That we get to empower, we get to shake the heavens and the earth, God, with the confessions, declarations of your truth, not on our own merit, but of your truth through prayer, through worship, through those declarations, Lord, even as we did that this morning, just declaring into the atmosphere that you're good, that your glory is, Lord, your glory is good. Your thoughts and opinions, they're good. And so, Lord, we just come to you this morning because we just want to say we need you, Lord. We want to be in this place of just you're it, Lord. Lord, you're who we need. But God, we also want to recognize our need for walking in the body of Christ, the pure body of Christ that's the bride. Because, Lord, we didn't get to it this morning, but you're coming back for a bride. Lord, you're coming back for your ecclesia, the bride of Christ. And Lord, we want to, even as that revelation declares, we want to make ourselves ready. God, we want to be prepared for your coming. We want to be prepared in our declarations. We want to be prepared in the process of being a part of the body. And so, Lord, this morning, we just celebrate that. And Lord, we just celebrate your body that we get to partake of. Lord, this bread is your body, the body of Christ. Lord, I didn't know how fully to connect that this morning, but I just thank you that God, not only did you give of your body, but you empowered the body to live through your body. And so, Lord, we thank you this morning for your body. And Lord, we thank you that you broke your body. Your body was broken, Lord God. And you broke the bread and you said, this is my body given for you. And take, eat in remembrance of me. And so let's take the bread this morning. And Lord, we just thank you also for the cup. Lord, you said this cup is the new covenant. Lord, this cup, Lord, it just represents the peace of God that you declared. Lord, through your blood, you gave us peace, Lord. And Lord, I just pray peace, Lord. I just really pray peace in this area of the body of Christ, Lord. I just pray that you're settling things in our spirit and in our heart, Lord, that you've been trying to, Lord, focus on or put your hand on, your finger on in our lives. And so, Lord, I just pray, God, that you would bring restoration through your body and blood, Lord. You bring restoration in any areas of our lives that maybe have been hurt by the body. Or maybe that we've seen the body not act as the body and we've got a bad taste in our mouth. I just pray you just cleanse those things. And Lord, we just take this cup this morning. And Lord, we just thank you that we can celebrate you. We can celebrate your goodness. We can celebrate the blood that cleanses us white as snow. And so, Lord, we thank you for it. And we take this in remembrance of you in Jesus' name. So I'm just going to ask you guys get the prayer teams to come up. If we could. And really, I just want to, really the call is to two things. I'm just really asking over these next 2 weeks that you really ask the Lord this question. Do I want fullness? Do I want fullness? Really asking that question into your spirit. Do I want fullness? And if I want fullness, then what step do I have to make in this season? And as we're stepping into this mission, I encourage you, step in and say, all right, Lord, step into the Lord and say, all right, how do you empower me to step into the body? Because next week we're gonna look at the fact that every piece is important. Every piece is important. And so we need you as a body. The body needs you and you need us as the body. And so I just encourage you this morning, if maybe if there's any of those areas. So I'm just going to get you to stand. We're going to close out this morning. And I'm just going to ask. You have anything? I'm just going to ask if there are places in your heart that you want the Lord to heal and you want the Lord to restore in relationship to the body of Christ. I'm just going to pray that over us. And I'm going to pray these three things into us that we started this morning. So let's just pray. And I just encourage you, if you already have something on your heart to come get prayer for, feel free to be released to come. And we've got men and women that will stand with you for healing, for restoration, for salvation. If you don't know the Lord, there's a lot of great prayers up here that will pray for you. And so, Lord, I just thank you this morning. God, thank you that you are Yeshua. You're the Lord God. You're King of Kings. You're Lord of Lords. And we just ask in Jesus' name, as we step into 2021, as we step into mission, I just pray that, God, that we would step into the body. God, that our heart is that we would be a body of believers led by your Holy Spirit, God, to advance the kingdom in the New River Valley and beyond. So, Lord, I just pray we'd step into being the body, Lord, and that takes all of us. That takes each one of us. Lord, every piece is crucial. And so, Lord, we just thank you that, God, your body is where fullness is found. Lord, we thank you for that. Lord, we thank you that your body is the body of Christ is your household. That it is sisters and brothers. Maybe there's some sistering and brothering that you need restoration for in the body. You have a brother or sister in the body that you haven't been able to walk with, or maybe, so Lord, that's another area of prayer. I just encourage you to come get prayer for this morning, that we are of God's household and we would be a dwelling place in the Spirit. Lord, we ask for that. And Lord, that we would be a mouthpiece to the heavens and to the world, Lord, as Paul declared the gospel to the Gentiles, Lord, it was a whole avenue of life given to these Gentiles. And so, Lord, we just thank you that, God, we have it in us what this world needs to release life, to release hope, to release peace into the atmosphere, into their lives. And so, Lord, we thank you for this morning. God, and we're not done talking about body, but I just pray that we would just get a glimpse. The glimpse, Lord. God, give us revelation of that reality that it's fullness. Fullness is in you. Fullness is in your body. And we just ask for that in Jesus' name. And I just pray for everyone that just needs a touch from the Lord. They would just come and get healing, restoration. Somebody needs to know Jesus as Lord, that they would come and know him as Lord and Savior today. Like today is the day of salvation. And so, Lord, we thank you and we bless you and we honor you and all and for everything. And for the body and the blood that we just celebrated through communion, we thank you that there's power in the blood. There's power in the body in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, amen. So I'm just going to encourage you. I'm going to release you. Come and get prayer this morning. If you need healing, right? Healing, restoration, maybe that relational. I did feel that. There was maybe some relational tension and maybe as with a brother or sister. Come and get prayer for that this morning. Amen. We'll see you next week.